horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hail Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
It was well past sundown in Westport when Matt Davis finished harnessing a team of bays to his new prairie schooner.
There. I guess we're all ready to roll. Now if I can corral the women, folks. Martha! Oh, Martha!
I'm right here in the wagon, Matt.
Oh, thought I saw you walking towards town when I brought up the team.
I haven't left the wagon all evening. You must have seen Deborah. I sent her to the mercantile to buy some things.
There's always a female holding things up. We've got to get started, Martha. Got a long trip ahead of us. Got to rendezvous with the Johnson wagon train at Dry Meadow day after tomorrow.
Now, simmer down, Matt. Don't forget Deborah and I have been sitting in this wagon waiting for you to get ready for over a week.
Well, that's different. I had to wait for the blacksmith to make new trace chains. And the wheelwright took 3 days to fix the axle.
Then you shouldn't mind waiting a few more minutes for your own daughter.
Well, I...
Evening, Mr. Davis.
Oh, hello, Sheriff.
And Mrs. Davis.
Good evening, Sheriff Blake.
It looks like you folks are all ready to head for Oregon.
We will be if that scatterbrained daughter of mine ever gets back from town.
Well, I guess you can't blame women folks for wanting to take a last look at civilization before they jump off into the wilderness.
Now, that's what I say, Sheriff, but Matt...
They've had over a week to traipse around while we've been camped here at the edge of town.
I still think you're local to start out alone, Matt. You're heading for mighty dangerous country.
Well, I'm going to meet the Johnson train at Dry Meadow day after tomorrow. Well,
there's a lot of lonesome miles between here and Dry Meadow. Well, why don't you wait over until another train comes through Westport?
Nope, I've waited too long already. Going to hit the trail tonight.
Suit yourself. But I still think you're crazy to risk the trip alone.
Why? I'm well armed. I can take care of myself and my family.
Well, don't get riled up, Davis. I'm just giving you my honest opinion, that's all. I'm trying to help. You'll find that wilderness country without law and order is
safe. Sheriff, if you really want to help, I'll tell you what you can do.
What's that?
I'm going to walk into town and find my daughter. You can help me do that.
Why, sure, I
You wait here, Martha. As soon as I dab a loop on Deborah, I'll head right back. Come on, Sheriff.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had made camp not far from the southern outskirts of Westport. They'd finished their evening meal and preparing to sleep when Tonto's keen ears detected an unusual sound in the deep shadows surrounding their camp.
Kimasabe.
What's wrong, Tonto?
Me hear something. I think maybe it...
Well, it's silver. He never makes a sound unless there's
something.
Someone out there, the other side of the horses.
Well, let me take right... Hold
on, wait. Well, whoever it was is getting away on horseback. It sounds like they're on the north trail that leads straight into Westport. You follow that tunnel, and I'll circle east, between here and the river.
Me do it.
We'll meet back here inside of an hour.
Buck! Buck, I was right!
Stop yelling, you half-witted coyote. We're only a quarter mile off the main trail.
Well, I
saw... What'd you find out?
I was right. That masked owl hoot and the redskin we spotted this afternoon. They're camped. Right south of here.
Yeah?
I saw them with my own eyes. They were rolling out of some blankets and...
Big hombre take off his mask? Who is he? What's he look like?
Ah, he's still wearing it. Leastways he was when I saw him a few minutes ago.
That's all right. It's even better for our alibi. Hurry up. Climb into an engine rig while I fix myself a black mask.
Sure. You think it'll work, Buck?
Why not? You'll see how it'll work when we walk into the Westport branch of the Wells Fargo office about 10 minutes from now.
Just like I've been saying, Davis... You'd wait for a wagon train instead of trying to make that trip alone. You'd be better off.
I'll make it all right. If I can ever find that daughter of mine, get started.
Traveling with the train, you've got some protection. There's regular officers appointed. Just like a regular community or town.
No sign of Deborah here on the street. Where's the mercantile store?
Right up ahead, right next to the Wells Fargo office. Mm-hmm. Now, like I was saying, with a wagon train that's run right, you've got the...
Wait. Well, there's Deborah. And with an armload of junk that... Deborah!
Dad!
Where have you been? We're all ready to leave, and you run off somewhere.
Why? Oh, good evening, Sheriff Blake.
Evening, Miss Deborah. I was just telling your pa that it'd
What's all that truck you're carrying?
Just a few things I bought in the mercantile. Some books, embroidery thread...
Books? Fancy thread. Stuff and nonsense. The wagon's overloaded now. We've got no room for that.
Books and thread won't take up any room, Dad. I'll hold them on my lap.
Oh.
Besides, just because we're going out into the wilderness is no reason why we should leave every bit of civilization behind us.
You're absolutely right, Miss Deborah. I was just telling your father...
Sheriff, why don't you mind your own business?
I didn't mean to butt into you.
Well, you just... Hey, what the...
Place? Gunfire. That's the Wells Fargo office. I'd better get out.
This way, Buck. The horses are over there. Stop yapping and use your gun.
Hold up. Stop him. We're going to hold him.
Oh! Oh, that man, he's been killed.
I'll nail those mangy...
Did you see him, sir?
What do you think I've been shooting at?
One of them was wearing a black mask. The other hombre was an Indian.
Charlie Krebs, the Wells Fargo guard. Did he see
what... Charlie's dead, Sheriff. They got him first. Then another fellow was standing on the sidewalk.
By Juniper,
and they got away with everything in the safe. 50,000 in gold.
I want a posse to help me trail those killers. Who's with me?
We are.
Another thing, Sheriff. Did you hear the engine call the mask hombre Buck? I'll bet that was Buck Savage.
Buck Savage? Isn't he the notorious outlaw?
That's right, Deborah. But you come on. We're getting out of here.
Yes, Dad.
You see what I mean, Davis? This is wild country. You need protection.
Sheriff, if outlaws and gunfights and murder are an example of protected civilization, I'm glad I'm heading for Oregon. Come on, Deborah. Oh, fella. Kimasabe.
Did you find anything, Toto? I went clear of the river and couldn't see a thing.
Me follow trail into Westport. See two crooks hold up Wells Fargo. Them kill two men.
Wonder if they were the same.
Oh, me see him. One fella wear black mask. One dressed like Indian. Them head this way.
What? Then they must have spied on us here and I... Listen, Toto.
Me hear lawman call for posse. Maybe that it.
Here, Silver. At least it's too close to stop for explanation.
City, big fella.
We've been framed, Toto. The first thing we've got to do is lose that posse.
There they are, Sheriff.
Up ahead.
Open up. Let
them
have it.
One silver.
Get them up. Scout.
can hear those lawmen heading south.
Sure it worked.
Like as not, the law dogs have already run down that mask hombre and his engine part. Then all we have to do is to get rid of these outfits and lay over here.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing one of us has got some brains. You sure ain't.
What do you mean, Buck?
Suppose the law don't catch those two freebooters. Suppose they cook up some kind of an alibi.
Sure, but how...
We're packing a good-sized poke of Wells Fargo gold dust, ain't we?
Yeah?
And it's going to be mighty hard to turn that into spending money as long as we stay around here.
Where can we get rid of it?
Some place where gold dust is kind of common. California or Oregon.
You mean head west?
First thing in the morning. And we'll do like a couple of pilgrims on the wagon train.
I guess you have got the brains, Buck. Because I don't savvy.
You don't need any savvy. Just tag along with me.
Well, looks like Buck Savage and his sidekick gave us a slip, Sheriff. I've never seen horses run any faster than the critters they were riding. Yep, they outran us for a while. But nobody's getting away with robbery and murder in Westport as long as I'm sheriff.
But how can you...
We know what they look like. And we know they headed west. That's a big country out there, but we can find them.
You mean you're going to...
Go home and get some sleep now, boys. By sunup, I want at least 4 volunteers to ride west with me. How about it?
Yeah, take me.
Good. We'll run down that murdering Buck Savage if we have to chase him clear to the Pacific Ocean.
Martha! Oh, Martha!
Yes, Max?
Sun's up. Time for you and Deborah to roll out of them blankets and get dressed. Oh, you critters. Oh. There's a little creek at the bottom of this slope. I'll water the horses while you rustle some breakfast.
All right, Max. Good morning, Dad.
Deborah, you're up already, huh?
Oh, I've been up for a long time, watching the sunrise. This is wonderful country, Dad. I love it.
I'll help your Ma get a fire started. Can't waste any time.
Dad?
Yeah?
Those outlaws who held up the Wells Fargo office in Westport, don't they punish men for crimes like that out here in the West?
Well, you got to catch the varmints before any punishing is done.
Yes, of course. But I've been thinking about it, and I believe Sheriff Blake was right when he said law and order is more important
than... It's not more important than breakfast. You leave outlaw catching to lawmen. I intend to helping you more.
Yes, Dad. Dad!
What in thunderation are
you... Dad, look! They're on the trail right behind us, coming this way.
Who?
Look, can't you see? It's a masked man and an Indian.
What? Quick, Deborah. Hand me my shotgun. It's in the boot right next to the seat.
Yes, I'll get it. Here.
Oh,
it's the same outlaw.
Keep quiet and get inside that wagon.
Howdy. If you just came over the Westport Trail, maybe you can give us some information.
The only thing you're going to get from me is a load of buckshot, right between the eyes.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story, even though he was menaced by a leveled shotgun in the hands of Matt Davis, the Lone Ranger continued to speak quietly,
Why do you want to shoot us? We've made no effort to harm you.
You won't get the chance. I've got you under a cold drop.
That's right. There's no reason for it. All we want is the answer to a question.
I don't answer questions from murdering outlaws like you two.
But we're not outlaws.
Call it what you please. I saw you buzzards in action last night in Westport.
Oh, I see. Oh, thanks for answering my question.
Well, I didn't ask...
I was going to ask if you'd seen those two men. Evidently you haven't.
Well, I'll be...
And inasmuch as we've made no attempt to harm either you or your family, you mind if we take this cut-off trail to the north?
Well, I'm
sure he doesn't mind, Tonto. I think he'd feel better if you and I weren't here. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Well, of all the...
Oh, Dad, wasn't it exciting?
Are you all right?
Sure, I'm all right. Except
that masked man talked so fast he was gone before we knew what happened. How can someone as smart as that be an outlaw? I don't believe he is.
Deborah, you help your ma fix some grub. I'll stay up here in the slope and keep my eyes peeled. From now on, we're going to look sharp night and day.
Steady there, boy. Ready, boys?
Yeah, we're ready.
Which trail are we taking, Sheriff?
Main one till we reach Dry Meadow. Unless we cut some sign between here and there.
Kind of like searching for a needle in a haystack. Buck Savage and the engine could have cut off any one of a thousand ways after they left here.
Sure, but they can't ride steady. And they're bound to leave some kind of sign. Let's line up. Get up there.
Get up there.
Seems rather hopeless, Tonto. We've covered both sides of the main trail in the last 6 hours without finding a sign. Might have taken the main trail and got ahead of us this morning.
Kimisabi, look. Two horses come this way.
Horses with empty saddles. That might be...
Come on, Silver. Get him up, Scout.
I'll get this one, Tonto. You take the pony. Hold there, boy. Whoa. Hold, Silver. Hold. Steady, big fella. Now, this is just an ordinary saddle horse, Tonto.
Hold, fella. This cow pony. Saddle not new.
They can't be remounts from a wagon train. This gear they're packing looks like it. Now, wait a minute. If there's anything in the saddlebag, it might help. Tonto, look.
Black mask, like yours.
At least it's a good imitation. Well, we've found the outlaws' horses, and they came from the west. That proves the crooks are ahead of us somewhere. But nobody would let their horses get away unless they'd run into trouble or found fresh mounts.
We follow back trail. That'd be easy.
Yes, Tonto.
City Silver.
The first clump of trees we pass, we'll hide these horses. Mon Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Drive a while, Dad, and you need some sleep.
Right, Mag. Come back in the wagon and lie down.
I don't know if it'd be safe. Oh, hold there.
What's the matter?
Can't you see them two fellas climbing down the side of that hill? They're hailing us.
Hail the wagon!
Hi!
Be careful, Mag. You said yourself that strangers ain't to be trusted.
Oh, shucks, these gents are afoot. You see they're harmless. Neither one of them is wearing a mask. Howdy, gents!
Howdy! Howdy. Well, my partner and I had a little bad luck.
That so?
Yeah, we made camp last night. Woke up this morning to find our horses had strayed. Been hunting them all day. And I guess they're gone for good.
Oh, that is bad luck. Which way are you heading?
West. We were aiming to join the first wagon train we run across. Well, we might as well introduce ourselves. My name's Buckner. My partner's handle is Jensen. Lop Jensen.
Glad to know you, Mr. Buckner. Mr. Jensen, I'm Matt Davis. This is my wife and my daughter, Deborah.
Howdy do.
Maybe you gents would like a lift till you find that wagon train you're looking for.
Well, now, that's mighty decent of you, Mr. Davis. Mighty decent. Some folks mistrust strangers, so I didn't want to ask you that.
Oh, you don't have to ask. Glad to help you out. Climb aboard.
Well, thank you.
One of you can sit here with me. The other will have to ride back there with the windfall. It's all right. You climb back there, Lob.
Sure.
All set?
All right. Go ahead, Matt.
Get along, you critters.
It must be terrible, Mr. Jensen, to lose your horses in open country like this.
What's that? Oh, yeah, sure is.
Especially when you had no idea how long it would be before someone came along.
Ah, Buck had it all figured out. He didn't tell me.
What did you say?
I said Buck, my partner, sitting up there with your paw.
Buck?
Mr. Buckner. Now, that's his name, Mr. Buckner.
Oh, why, Deborah, what's wrong with you, child? You look like you're going to faint. Or maybe it's the heat.
No, I'm all right, Ma.
I'll pour a drink of water from the canteen.
Oh, no, don't bother. If you'll excuse me, Mr. Jensen, I believe I'll sit back by the tailgate. I think the air is better back there.
Why, sure, miss. Sure thing.
Are you real certain you feel all right, Deborah?
Oh, of course, Ma. The light's better back here. I guess I'll do some embroidery work.
Yep. You see, I knew the critters was outlaws the minute I clapped eyes on them. The big one was wearing a mask.
Mm. What time did you say this happened?
Early this morning, right after sunup.
What'd they do?
Nothing. Just said they were looking for some other owl hoots when they lit out, headed north.
Well, I guess you can't be too careful out in this country. But a man like you won't have any trouble.
No. You see, I recognized those critters. Because I saw them hold up the Wells Fargo office in Westport.
You did?
Sure. Deborah and I were standing right there in the street talking to Sheriff Blake when it happened.
Well, I declare.
One of them yelled, called the other one Buck. The sheriff figured it was Buck Savage, the outlaw.
Hey, Buck, how about changing...
Shut up.
All I said was...
Hey, wait a minute. What he called you?
He called me Buck. You see, my name's Buckner, and
he might be and might not. Come to think of it, your voice is kind of familiar. I figure...
It's time to stop figuring. There's a 45 that's nudging your ribs.
Right.
Now rein up the team and we'll get this settled once and for all.
Matt, what are you
doing? He's doing what he's told. Lop, keep them two females covered. I'll handle this nosy gent.
Sure, Buck.
Outlaws? Of course they're outlaws. The ones who killed the men in Westport. I guessed it just as soon as they got into the way.
You're too good at guessing games, sister. Tie them up, Lop. Tie both of them.
Sure.
What do you want from us?
Nothing except these two horses. I'll drive over there off the trail and unhitch him.
I said drive.
Get up.
Come on.
This is good. Behind these trees. Pull up.
Oh.
Now, just to be sure you keep quiet and stay that way. He ain't hurt. I just tapped him alongside the head with a gun barrel. You got those women tied, Lob?
Yeah, all done.
Well, come on. We got to unhitch these horses and get out of here.
Oh, hold on.
Well, the footprints end here, Toto. They evidently climbed onto some kind of a wagon.
Wagon tracks plenty deep.
The only wagon we've sighted today has been the one we found at sunrise. Sure, the man who was driving that wouldn't help any outlaws get away unless... That's it, Toto.
Mean that Savvy?
When he saw them last night in Westport, they were disguised to look like us. He wouldn't know them without... Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Let's keep our eyes on this wagon trail. If it turns off, we'll be able to... Wait, Toto. Hold, Silver. Hold, Scout.
Hold, Father.
Hold. Steady.
What passed? Did he become
a... I don't know. Looks like a... A woman's handkerchief, Tonto, embroidered with red thread.
Somebody lose it?
I guess so, but...
What matter?
It's right here in front of my eyes. I thought it was just an embroidered design.
Me not savvy.
Look, in red letters as big as a handkerchief. H-E-L-P, help. Easy, Silver.
You think woman in wagon drop it there?
I don't know. The first thing to do is find the wagon. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Lop. We'll have to straddle these nags bareback.
Buck, look.
They turned off the trail and they're heading this way.
Hey, what the...
It's that mask, Omri, in the engine.
Well, break out your guns. Burn them down.
Oh, my arm. Got a slug in my arm, Buck.
Hold, Silver, hold. Easy. Drop your hands, both of you.
Yeah, we'll throw up our head.
I said drop your hands. Not try another shot.
My shoulder.
You're lucky it wasn't your head. Hello. See who's in the wagon open over there.
Me do it.
What happened?
You not hurt?
That sneaking varmint Buck Savage hit me over the head. I'll be all right. Martha? Deborah?
We're back here in the wagon, Dad. He tied us up and...
Me fix him.
Hey, what happened?
Masked. You're the same gent...
Yes, we met before, early this morning. Do you know the names of these two outlaws?
Sure. Buck Savage and Lop Jensen. They held up the Wells Fargo office in Westport last night.
I thought so. Oh, who dropped this handkerchief back on the trail a little ways?
I did. I hoped someone would find it, but I didn't expect
you. I don't know how you managed it. It was a good idea. It gave us proof we were on the right trail.
Why, Ned, these are the same ones that...
That's right, Ma. But they're not the real outlaws. I'm sure of that.
Thank you.
Kemosabe, many horses come plenty fast. Look like lawman's posse.
Then we'd better leave, Tonto. I've tied up those two crooks. They're over there by your horses. Will you turn them over to the sheriff?
Sure I will, stranger.
Good. Come on, Tonto. Adios.
Wait a minute. They've gone.
Oh, the engine was right. It's Sheriff Blake and a posse.
Davis, what are you doing pull off the trail this way?
What are you doing here, Sheriff?
Trying to cut some sign at Buck Savage. That's got nothing to do
with... Yes, it has. There's Buck Savage and another coyote. Laying right over there on the ground.
He's right, Sheriff.
It is Buck. Well, I'll be... How did this happen, Davis?
Don't know as I can tell you, Sheriff. See, I was asleep most of the time.
What the devil is...
I can. It's proof that masks are sometimes worn by honest men, as well as outlaws.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.